The Way of Transgressors, March 9. Man's Fall and Redemption. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. The news of man's fall spread through heaven. Every harp was hushed. The angels cast their crowns from their heads in sorrow. All heaven was in agitation. A council was held to decide what must be done with the guilty pair. The angels feared that they would put forth the hand, and eat of the tree of life, and be immortal sinners. But God said that he would drive the transgressors from the garden. Angels were commissioned immediately to guard the way of the tree of life. It had been Satan's studied plan that Adam and Eve should disobey God, receive his frown, and then be led on to partake of the tree of life, that they might live forever in sin and disobedience, and thus sin be immortalized. But holy angels were sent to drive them out of the garden, while another company of angels were commissioned to guard the way to the tree of life. Satan triumphed. Others he had made to suffer by his fall. He had been shut out of heaven, they out of paradise. By transgression Adam lost Eden. By the transgression of God's commandments man will lose heaven, and an eternity of bliss. These are no idle tales, but truth. I ask, on which side are you standing? It is true that Satan's path is made to appear attractive, but it is all a deception. In the way of evil there are bitter remorse and cankering care. In the downward road the gateway may be bright with flowers, but thorns are in the path. The way of transgressors is hard, but wisdom's ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Every act of obedience to Christ, every act of self-denial for his sake, every trial well endured, every victory gained over temptation, is a step in the march to the glory of final victory. If we take Christ for our guide, he will lead us safely.